chapter. The Apostle Paul plainly tells us that it's a simple act of faith that brings one into covenant relationship with God through the commandment of baptism. And Paul suggested the importance of that commandment. When he says in verse 3, he says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." The conversion of one to Christ is much like the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. For man dies to sin. He is buried in the watery grave of baptism as Jesus was buried in the earth. And he is raised to walk in life. Maybe there's someone here today who's never obeyed the Lord. If that be your need, we certainly want you to do that today. And God wants you to. In the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 14th verse, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the significance of Christ in our daily walk with Him. He says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again." My brother in Christ, if you have another day, do not forget that Jesus is the reason that you live. Don't forget Him. Live sacrificially for Him. And if you stumble along the way and you need our encouragement, we certainly would welcome that opportunity today to encourage you in your walk. So if you have a need, would you bring Christ your broken life so marred by sin? He will create a new, make whole again. Your empty, wasted years He will restore, and your iniquities He will remember no more. If that be your need and we can help you today, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the song.